From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with the Coppice Roses. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
It's lonely on both sides of the pier. Seen the dark, but can see the light still. We both spent too many nights alone. Just waiting for someone to roll away this storm. Just waiting for the breakthrough to save our love. Saving our love and saving you. Saving our love and saving your life. Ah, we were the sacrifice. Saving our love and saving your life. It's down to me. Oh,
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Renee Collins, and along with my co-host tonight, Dean Phelps, we're here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 573rd live concert performance, now celebrating our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from the Compass Roses.
Jen Tackett was raised on a farm outside of Georgetown, Kentucky. Her love for music started at an early age, and her musical influences stem from her parents' love for all genres of music. Melissa Jonathan is an accomplished performer and vocalist, an accomplished songwriter with a great sense of humor. Please welcome Jen and Melissa, the Compass Roses, to the Red Barn stage. Radio's Renee Collins speaking with the Compass Roses. Hey, Renee, we're hearing some great music tonight.
We sure are. So, Melissa, first of all, just to kind of speak with you a little bit, you're fascinated with the weather, I hear.
Yes, it's a problem, I have to say.
And you're also an artist and a painter. Do you draw a lot of inspiration from weather type of events and some of the pictures that you see?
Melissa Jonathan.
Like I said, that was the first song I ever wrote, and as soon as I saw that storm, I was like, oh, I've got it. It's like the storm is in your life, you feel it coming. But I mean, yeah, that's just, I'm always taking pictures of clouds and tornadoes. I'm always updating everyone on the weather and what's coming along. And but yeah, most of the songs I sing are all weather related.
Sat in the sand tonight as lightning lit up the sky. The storm was in the distance. Instead of thunder, there was silence. And I thought that I came to that you had found somebody new. It was louder in my head than thunder's ever been. And it came as a shock to me. I thought I was all you could need. But the way you act is differently. No, you don't want me to see that the spark's not what it used to be. And I can see the storm coming like silent lightning. I don't think it's nothing at all that you keep missing my call. You used to sit by the phone.
Two of you sang together somewhat on the spur of the moment, from what I understand. You had a, hey, we sound really good together moment.
Jen Tackett.
The first time we met was at an open mic in Georgetown, Kentucky at Red State Taps. And I was just given the opportunity to kind of orchestrate entertainment at our local farmer's market. So I'd reached out to all the singers that had came to open mic night. So I kind of had a list. Well, Melissa was down. I guess she'd played one Saturday. And then the next Saturday she was scheduled, it rained out. And I felt bad because I was going to be there the next Saturday. I said, well, why don't you just come down while I'm singing and hang out? We'll play some songs together. And so I think that I played You Are My Sunshine first, and she added some harmony. I was like, And then she did...
Light bulb, right?
Yeah. And then she did Wicked Games, and I did some harmony on that. And I was like, it was pretty cool. Because our voices are pretty different.
And I've never really sang with another person before or another girl, so it was like really exciting.
Yeah. I got to hear you perform, I guess, after the Texas hurricane. Yeah. You all were at Willie's, locally known. Soon after that, I saw you all perform at the Songwriters in the Round at the Twisted Cork here in Lexington, Kentucky.
First of all, sit around with other amazing, talented musicians, because I work with young kids in 4-H, and I always say, surround yourself with people more talented than you. And never stop learning, and I think, you know, you've got to do that. And I think Songwriters in the Round are the perfect opportunity to do that and to hear how people write, because like I said, you know, everybody writes different, and to hear how people write, it's just a really neat thing. So I think it helps you learn more about songwriting, it helps you grow as a performer, and it's a really cool thing because most of the time it's kind of a listening audience. You know, it's somebody that's there that wants to listen to music and listen to the reasons behind the song, and that's a really cool thing to have that kind of audience.
How that process works, because we hear the title Songwriters in the Round. Kind of explain to our audience actually what goes on with the Songwriters in the Round.
At Twisted Cork, Whitney Akey sets it up, and she's fantastic. They do three rounds of three, and so you go, you sing a song, the next person, and you kind of go around and do like about six songs a piece, depending on the time, for about an hour, and then there's another round of three people and then another round. So it's a beautiful thing.
Great networking and meeting other artists that you would never have the chance to meet. And
Gary Dale Pack's right back there.
Do we have some in the audience? Wow. Wonderful.
Get to meet other musicians is always awesome too.
Speaking about a never stop learning theme, you both are mothers of small children. A lot of learning opportunities there, right?
Yeah.
You both hit it off for that reason as well.
It's definitely influenced the way we songwrite. Yeah. Voice memos and texting, like, okay, I've got the idea, and she's like, okay, I've got an idea for a melody. And so then
she'll record herself, then I'll get another device and record her recording, and then record myself to her recording, and then send that back to her.
So like, if you ever see me driving in my car and you think I'm talking to myself, I'm really probably writing a song and sending it to Melissa.
Thought he pulled her around, but the flames took her higher. The smoke and mirrors didn't work, all it fueled her desire to be loved, to be free. And out of the ashes she came, she wasn't touched by the flame. But if you thought she's happy,
I'll tell you that my first stage was the kitchen table that I frequented quite a lot. And I guess my dad, we lived on a farm, and you know, there's lots of houses on the farm, and people would come over, and one of our friends would come over, and he'd pay me a quarter to sing "Hey, Good Looking." And I think that Mom said that I would say, "Hey, hey, good looking." I added a little extra on there.
Did you get another quarter for that?
Quarter.
Did I get another quarter?
The more words you say, the more quarters. No, I don't know.
Well, that answered my next question. How much did you get paid for doing that?
A quarter. I guess that was my first gig. I didn't even think about that, but that was. And then on from there to church. And
Melissa, what was your first stage?
My first time on stage was in church at 5 years old, and I sang "Father's Eyes" by Amy Grant. And then I just continued singing in church, you know, growing up. And then as a teenager, I started doing competitions, playing wherever I could and trying to get experience and confidence, because I've always been, you know, kind of shy. And so I was trying to do a lot of things to bring me out of my comfort zone. And then, you know, I started singing with the Sensations, which was a huge learning experience. And then I've just, you know, now here I am.
You both grew up participating in school choirs. What do you think are good transferable skills that you get from participating in a high school choir?
I had a fantastic choir director, June Williams. She just made a big impact on my life. And I think it gave me confidence, you know, to get up in front of and talk. And in my job, you know, I talk to kids about public speaking and that type of thing. And I think that whatever job you have, you're going to have to talk to people and you're going to have to relate to people. It helps with confidence and also team. You know, every day, everybody has to work in your job in a team. And, you know, we're a team. And I think understanding it's not always about you, and you know, you may want to have your like Christina Aguilera moment, but you know, you're gonna get called down real quick, you know, because you've got to blend, and that's you have to have a concerted effort to blend when you're in a choir, and I think that's an important life skill. You know, you've got to think about others before yourself.
Hope you see me by the sink, washing away your dreams. Hope you see me doing laundry, coming apart at the seams. Hope you see me in the bedroom, taking care of all your needs. Hope you see me in the mirror, and you know what lonely means. Cause I'm gonna haunt you. Hope you see me by the road, and you slide off in the rain. I hope you see me when you kiss her, and she takes your love in vain. I hope you see me at the window, it's a different kind of pain. I hope you see me in your head, and you wonder if you're sane. Cause I'm gonna haunt you.
Song that we're going to do is called Two Mamas, because we're two mamas, and it kind of talks about some moms getting out on the town, you know, for the first time and just needing a little stress relief.
Just tell us all of our bad habits.
Yeah
it's tells on us.
It's been a while since we've seen the stars. We've been tucking kids in, playing with cars. We can't remember how to put makeup on. Probably wear a messy bun, cause our hair's too long. Two mamas, three kids, and lots of alcohol. They're gonna get out on the town tonight. Two mamas, three kids, and lots of alcohol. They're gonna stroke cigarettes, shut this place down.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Coppice Roses, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Coppice Roses after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.